CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 3rd of July, 2022. Here are the main news headlines: RSGB regional vacancies, tribute to Zorro, JH1AJT, tonight at 8 on radio waves and antennas. The RSGB has vacancies for someone to be co-opted as the regional representative for Region 11 until the AGM in 2023. Region 11 covers Cornwall, Devon, Dorset, Somerset, South Gloucestershire and the Channel Islands. There are 13 RSGB regional representatives covering the whole of the UK, and they must reside in the region they represent. There are also vacancies for district representatives for Dorset, North East England and Lancashire. Details of the regional team can be found on the RSGB website. If you're interested in becoming part of the regional team, please contact David, M0MBD, on 01234 481 412 or rrfigures12@rsgb.org.uk. 3 Delta 2 Alpha Japan Tango is the special call sign that DOM 3D2 USU will be using for 1 month from Nadi in the Fiji Islands in memory of the late Yasuo Zoro Miyazawa, JH1AJT. Activity will end on the 27th of July, which would have marked Zorro's 73rd birthday. Zorro was also known for his expeditions and charitable work on behalf of children in Cambodia, Bangladesh, Japan and elsewhere. The special event operators will be on the air using CWSSB FT8 and FT4. QSL via Club Logs OQRS. You can read more on QRZ.com. Tonight at 8 will take place on Monday the 4th of July. This is the final lecture before the summer break. Peter Duffett-Smith, G3XJE, will be looking at radio waves and antennas and all that. His presentation covers a range of antenna-related information, so there should be something for everyone. Tonight at 8, webinars are live-streamed on the RSGB's YouTube channel, youtube.com/the RSGB. During the recent ham radio show in Germany, the IARU Region 1 Spectrum Regulation and Liaison Committee Chairman took part in a joint session with the R1 Political Relations Committee. The session highlighted the connections the SRLC maintains with Region 1 regulatory bodies and the work carried out since early 2021. This included engagement in the WRC 23 preparatory activities in a number of regional bodies and the detailed study work both with the ITU and CEPT. Topics affected amateur radio amateur spectrum bands were summarised, with particular attention being paid to the 23 SEMS band topic on the agenda of WRC 23. The SRLC slide can be found at iaru-rfigure1.org. The TX5ND expedition that took place in April from the Austral Islands, OC114, has updated the information on QSL cards. All TX5N QSL cards were taken to the post office on the 30th of June, so please allow sufficient time for the card to reach you. Bureau cards will be shipped to the individual IARU Bureau in the next Bureau mailing, and that's scheduled for summer 2022 QSL via M0URX. Dennis G7AGZ has been fundraising for Cornwall Hospice Care since 1991. This year he'll be attempting a Six Peaks summit on the Air Channel Challenge. He'll be climbing some of the most popular summits in the UK and hopes to activate an amateur radio station at the top of each summit, subject of course to the weather. The Six Peaks will be Snowdon, Scawfell Pike, Old Man of Coniston, Helvellyn, Skiddaw and Ben Nevis. Keep an eye on QRZ.com under the special event call sign GB0CHC. The DXCC Most Wanted 2022 list has been updated on the 28th of June. The DXCC Most Wanted countries are North Korea in first place, Bouvet Island in second, and Crozet Island in third place. See clublog.org for more information. Now for details of rallies and events, please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Today the 3rd, the Cornish RAC rally will take place at Penair School, St Clement in Truro, Cornwall, TR11TN. Doors open at 10 a.m. with £2 admission. There'll be a bring and buy, traders and local club stands, refreshments are available on site. Find out more at gx4crc.com. Sunday the 3rd of July is also the date for the traditional Barford Norfolk radio rally at Barford Village Hall. Doors open at 9 a.m. Most of the stands are outside, but inside the Village Hall there's a bring and buy, RSGB book stand, Morse display and refreshments. A Norfolk ARC club stand is outside the hall with a radio raffle in aid of the club's 2022 nominated charity, Cancer Research UK. Admission is £2 per person, with under 16s free. Outside selling pitches are £8 and there's no need to pre-book. On Saturday the 9th of July, the Horton Radio Club Free Radio Rally will be held in the Dubmire at Royal British Legion Club, Britannia Centre, Fencehouses DH46LJ. The doors will be open between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. The rally is open to trade clubs and private sellers and exhibitors. Table space is limited. There's no charge for tables and entry is free. Donations are welcome to the Royal British Legion Club. Tea and coffees will be available in a licensed bar from 11 a.m. Anyone wishing to book tables, please contact Amanda, M6LXK, at Weston, A-W-E-S-T-O-N-A, figures 84, at gmail.com. Now for DX News, Henry, OH3JR, and Percy, OG2M, will be operating as OJ0JR and OJ0MR, respectively, from Market Reef until the 6th of July. They're there on a work assignment. Activity will be in their spare time on the HF bands, CWSSB, FT8, QSL, OJ0MR, Directo OG2 Mike, and OJ0JR via OH3JR. Bo, OZ1DJJ, will be active as OX3LX from Upernarvik Island in Greenland, NA134, until the 11th of July. Activity will be on the HF bands with a focus on 6 metres and 4, QSL via OZ0J. Paul, F6EXV, and Florian, PB8DX, will be active from Monaco between the 6th and 14th of July. They'll be using 3 Alpha 6 Mike on 6 metres, as well as 3A stroke F6EXV and 3A stroke PB8DX on the HF bands. QSLs for all call signs via club logs OQRS, both direct and via the Bureau and Logbook of the World after 6 months. Franco, IZ5IUY, will be active as IL7 stroke call sign from San Domino Island, EU050, until the 21st of July. He'll be operating SSP FT8 FT4 on the HF bands. QSL via home call sign, the Bureau is preferred. Raphael, NN3RP, will be active holiday style as Yankee November 2 Radio Papa from Nicaragua between the 5th of July and the 2nd of August. He'll be operating SSBCW digital modes on various bands and will also be active on FM satellites, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or direct to NN3RP. Now for special event news, Durham and District ARS is participating as one of the bonus stations in the 13 Colonies special event. GB13COL has been issued for this event and will run from the club station until 0400 UTC on Friday the 8th of July. The primary focus of the event will be HF bands, including VHF, UHF and satellite for QSOs using SSB CWFM, and various digital modes. More information at 13colonies.us, and the 13 is in figures, 13colonies.us. On Saturday and Sunday, the 9th and 10th of July, Bishop Auckland RAC and Wearside Electronics and Amateur Radio Society are activating GB4BM from Beamish Museum at Beamish, Chesterleigh Street in Durham. Operations start at 10 a.m. If you wish to attend and assist in the event, contact Ian, G7MFN, at g7mfn@hotmail.co.uk. All are welcome. Now for contest news. This weekend is the RSGB VHF National Field Day, ending its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 3rd of July. The contest uses 5071.44 and 432 megs bands, as well as 1.3 gigs. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Today, Sunday the 3rd of July, the 3rd 144 megs backpackers contest runs from 1000 to 1500 UTC using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Monday the 4th, the CW leg of the 80 meter club contest runs 1900 to 2030 UTC. Exchange is signal report and serial number. Tuesday sees the 144 megs FM activity contest run between 1800 and 1855 UTC. It's followed by the all-mode 144 megs UK activity contest, 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is the same. Signal report, serial number and locator. The 144 megs FT8 activity contest takes place on Wednesday the 6th between 1900 and 2100 UTC. The exchange is report in your four-character locator. Next weekend, the 9th and 10th of July, is the IARU HF Championships. It runs for 24 hours from 1200 UTC on the 9th and uses 1.8 to 28 megs bands where contests are allowed. The exchange is signal report and your ITU zone, which for the UK is 27. Next Sunday, the 10th of July, the UK Microwave Group 24, 47 and 76 gig contest takes place between 0900 and 1700. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-metre group Summer Marathon is still taking place, ending on the 2nd of August, using all modes, station exchange and their 4-character locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last week was not a good one for the HF propagation in general. There were many complaints from amateurs about poor conditions that can be explained by a combination of low solar flux levels and unsettled geomagnetic conditions. The SFI started the week last Sunday at 102, but then dropped to 98 the following day. It subsequently continued to drop, reaching 92 by Thursday. At the same time, the KP index reached 5 and it continued to be unsettled into Monday. The effects on the ionosphere were not good, with maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path struggling to reach 18 megs. Conditions improved as the week went on, with an F2 layer MUFs back into the 21 megs region by Thursday. This is fairly typical of summer ionospheric conditions, leaving sporadic as the main likely propagation mode on 10 metres until autumn. Next week, NOAA predicts the same solar flux index will start to climb again, perhaps peaking at 140 by the 11th of July. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be stable, with an average KP index of 2 until the 10th, when it could reach 4. As long as we don't have any coronal mass ejections during this time, this could mean slightly better F2 layer conditions next week. As always, sporadic E may provide loud, short skip signals on the upper bands. Watch out for multi-hop E's paths, which are harder to predict. Now for VHF and UP propagation news. With VHF National Field Day this weekend, we would all like to see conditions at their best, and with the sporadic E season still in full swing, that is a possibility. The position of the jet stream is often instrumental in defining the directions that perform for E's, and this weekend it looks to be a close by jet stream over the near continent. This means paths towards central and southern, southeast Europe, plus the Baltic and Scandinavia. You might be able to get some notion of how it's developing by googling and looking at the ionosonde from Dourbes, D-O-U-R-B-E-S, in Belgium for spikes in the FOE's trace. With low pressure close to Scotland over the weekend, it's only southern UK under a weak ridge that will see any tropo. This will typically be better overnight and around the coast for paths into the continent across the North Sea or the English Channel. So unless you're on the coast, your tropo options will diminish early this Sunday morning once the solar heating starts to break down the overnight temperature inversion. The UKAC 144 megs contest on Tuesday evening looks a better prospect, with high pressure nudging towards western Britain and a chance that conditions could be slightly up even for more northerly stations. With some showery episodes likely, rain scatter is always a possibility, but decaying as the high moves in later. The clusters should tell you if aurora or random meteor scatter are viable options. Just one meteor shower this week, the July Pegasids active from the 4th of July to the 14th, but its zenithal hourly rate is low at around 5. Meteor showers in July are at their best around the end of the month, particularly the southern delta aquirids, peaking on the 30th of July. The maximum ZHR of this shower is around 25 over 2 days. The radiant of this shower is above the horizon in the UK during the night and early morning. Moon declination goes negative this coming Wednesday, so expect peak elevation and shortening moon visibility windows for EME. Path losses are dropping as we head towards perigee a week on Wednesday. 144 meg sky noise is low all week. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me too. Until next week.